back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm here today with such a fun guest, somebody who is Hollywood's number one acting and communication expert. He has the support of not only Leonardo DiCaprio, he has the support of Samuel Jackson. He has the support of one of my favorite directors who did Elvis and so many other movies. He's called Baz Luhrmann. And the support of Nadia Swarovski, amongst so many other Hollywood stars. I could be here forever. Today on the show, we are going to dive into all things how to make public speaking your superpower, because this guy has done a whole course on it. The first day he ever walked into my home, this private event we were having, me and Vishen Lakhiani, you guys may know him, the founder of Mind Valley. And, you know, me and Vishen do quite a few cool things together. Spoken at many of his events. Anyway, one of his amazing guests that evening, apart from Billy Zane and many others, was the incredible Bernard Hillier. And as he walked in, I was like, wow, his presence, his energy, and the room was captivated. Welcome to the show, Bernard.
Thank you very much. This is a wonderful. I need you to introduce me everywhere I go. Can you do that? I like that.
Well, you don't really need all of that. You are so sensational just off the name. I mean, well, like you're...
Thank you.
It's incredible the support you have. And I know a lot of these people firsthand. Right. So it's like when they talk about, oh yeah, I've worked with Bernard. And what the coolest part is, I've worked with you.
Yes.
You know, you are really that person who helps you to get your message across
right.
in the most powerful way and
right.
amplify it.
Right.
And that's what I love. Going straight to it. So many people listening today have a fear of public speaking.
Right.
How do they get over that?
Well, public speaking is a craft. And no one is dynamic in public speaking on its own. And what I do, because I, you know, during my day job, as you know, I teach acting. And I taught you acting techniques, mm-hmm. which is why you became so powerful.
Yes.
You have to realize that it starts from the beginning. Some people have a vocal block. People are afraid to be on stage because they feel they're going to be judged poorly. Or they're going to be looked at. They don't feel comfortable. So I teach someone how to become a dynamic human being. But if you become a dynamic human being, you can become a dynamic speaker, because you will never speak better than you do in life.
Mm.
I have discovered that, which is also something I've learned from Quincy Jones, who said, your music will never be better than you. And that's what I teach you. I will teach you how to become a dynamic human being where you can communicate and say the things you need, your wants, your needs in life, because your public speaking is just an extension of who you are.
God, chills. I get it. I love that. So essentially what we're realizing is when you go out on that stage, and me being a public speaker, someone yep. for a living, I'm a motivational speaker.
Right.
We become the bigger and better version of us. I like to think of it as like an alter ego almost.
Right.
But I don't have to become somebody else. But here's the amazing thing. There are so many people now who become Natasha Graziano and they tell me about it. They're like, you're my alter ego when they meet me. And I'm like, really? That's so cool. So they become Natasha. There's probably people who become you and you don't even know about it. But we inspire them so much that they become us. So I go out there and I just become Natasha in the extraordinary version. Like I literally, people see me before I go out there, like I'll clap before I go out there. I step into character. Like there's this famous Marilyn Monroe method that she once spoke about and did, and she said she was walking down the street in New York with her agent and a friend, and she said, do you want to see her? And they said, what do you mean? And she said, well, do you want to see her? And they said, okay. And she was wearing something not particularly grandiose that day, and she was hiding herself and she was invisible until the moment she said, do you want to see her? And in that moment, they said, yes. She took off the coat and
she became Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
Something that's very important is that the day we are born, we're all playing different parts. We all are playing different roles in life. One of the things that we're doing is that when you're playing, when, you know, a girlfriend, a wife, a friend, the society demands that we play different parts. Let me give you a quick acting lesson for those of you who never done any acting. Acting is playing different parts of ourselves. So when you go out on that stage, you show the shining part, the incredible part to the world, which we have. We have everything inside us. We have shyness, we have openness, we have winners, we have losers. And what I help you do is help you locate that. Because most people play the same roles that they were given as a child. You know, we all have that. We all have the Marilyn Monroe, but we're afraid because one of the things that happens is that when you show yourself or you're heard or you're seen, you become vulnerable. And that's the secret of life. The person who's the most vulnerable is the most successful person, because vulnerability is what gives people an opening to actually find out what you have to say. Because we have to love being vulnerable. You have to love being comfortable being uncomfortable. That's one of the things. And also, a lot of times people talk about, I think one of the problems that if you ever have a dream or a goal, think of this. What kind of person would you need to be to achieve what you want? Just don't think about your goals and dreams. Think, what kind of a person would you need? How would you act? How would you think? And how would you react? One of the differences we spoke about, you know, when we've gotten together, is that what's the difference between stars and sort of average people? Stars are different because, you see, they, what I call them, they become professional human beings. And professional human beings are different than amateurs. What professional human beings, an amateur, when they're told they're not good and they're not going to be successful, they sort of take it in and it stops them. Professional people, as soon as you tell them you can't do it, you can't achieve it, that motivates them forward. It makes them want to do it. See, the difference between amateurs and professionals is what separates human beings. And if you tell an amateur a great idea, a dynamic idea, nothing's going to happen. We have to first become a different human being. Here's really the whole method in one sentence. If you want to achieve what you've never achieved, you have to become the person that you've never been. It's not about more knowledge. It's not about more information. We're drowning in information. We need transformation. And that's what I work on. I work on transforming you to finding the different parts, because most people are connected to the negative part of themselves. Well, when I helped you, you connected to the beautiful part.
Yes.
Showing the part and showing the world who you are. And that's the difference. See, professional people's shine are willing to show. The amateurs care what other people think.
Oh, yeah, too much.
Professional people, well, it's a life choice, you see. But all the positive things make you vulnerable. And that's what makes you successful.
Wow. Talking about that, before we even go, I've got so much I want to do on public speaking. But why do some people therefore not achieve their goals and dreams? This is like something you are an expert in helping people understand. The why, yes, of why they don't fucking do it.
Well, there are three reasons people don't achieve their goals and dreams. And first of all, they don't change who they are. First of all, think about your golden dream. Everyone to think about a goal or dream or an idea. And then think, what emotion is attached to it? I've discovered most people don't have great emotions attached to it. They don't really love it. If you are not passionate, if you're not emotional about your goal and dream, forget it. You have an idea. That's never going to happen, because emotional people are unstoppable. Logical people are always stoppable. Logical people see the problems. Emotional people see the problems, but they don't care.
No.
See, what happens to people is that they don't have a dream that's emotional, and they don't have a reason. They don't have a why. Why do you want it? And most people don't have a why. They just have an idea. Most people have ideas. And one of the things about dreams, which I specialize, is that if I know you have a great dream, if it's considered unrealistic. If it's realistic, don't come. Don't call me. It's never going to happen. Only unrealistic things happen in this world. If you look around from Mark Zuckerberg to Steve Jobs, all these guys who make billions and billions, it was unrealistic what they wanted. Be unrealistic. Do not be realistic. Nothing's going to happen that way.
I love this, because I tell people, be delusional as fuck.
Well, delusional is something different. Delusional is like, that's different. Be unrealistic. But here's the thing that really separates business people, successful people. Successful people always ask for help. Average people never do. And they want to work with the best because they want to be the best. Because you're never going to be better than the coach. And everyone that I know, from actors to business people, they all have a mentor. Where's your mentor? Oh, you don't have a mentor? Well, you're going to lose. It doesn't exist.
Agreed.
It doesn't exist anyone. You have to realize that professional people, think of yourself as a professional. Let's say you're a professional. I'm going to give you the Chanel store, okay? But I want you to tell the employees, come when you feel like it. If you don't feel like it, don't come. The thing is that you have to become a professional human being. You have to learn skills, talents, and ways of thinking, ways of reacting, which makes you achieve your goal. But do you love it enough? There's a saying, if you think the price of success is too high, wait till you get the bill of regret.
Oh my God, your mic drops are insane. How does somebody have confidence on camera? Like, this is something I'm asked all the time. I love to talk about
this.
Very
simple. If you want confidence, you have to do something that scares you. You don't get confidence out of the air. There's no thinking of confidence. Mm-hmm. If I have confidence, it's because I started as an actor. I sang, I danced, I did stand-up comedy, I've done performing. All that helps you do that. Think, what scares you the most? What would scare you? Singing, dancing, tell me something that would scare you, Natasha, that you go, oh, I'd be uncomfortable doing that. Anything.
Oh my God, probably singing.
That's what I thought. I thought singing. And you know what? That's what you have to do.
But I'm really good at it.
No. I say, but sing it. Put yourself in a situation that's uncomfortable. That helps you grow. That's how you get confidence. Because wow. Confidence is a byproduct.
Wow.
You have to do things that scare you. Most people don't do anything. They just want to do that. Of course.
Public speaking once was one of my fears.
Of course, one of the things. But you have to learn skills, what it is. First of all, what's the message? What do you have to say that you're that it's not about what you're feeling, it's what they're feeling. Because you have to be more interesting than whatever they're thinking about. Because their brain will go to whatever they think is important. You have to learn the skills. To be a dynamic speaker, it takes skills. Mm-hmm. You need to work with someone who can teach you not just business things, but what I call artistic and acting skills. Because that's why we love actors. But the reason they're so powerful is because they've trained. I think that every human being should take an acting course. Everyone. Because it teaches you who you are. You develop your gifts, your ideas, your talents, but it needs to be developed. Most people die with their gifts and talents never being realized. And these are things, by the way, I always have a line, which is, some people are talented and having talent is not special. What's special is who's got the courage to see where their talent can take them.
I love that, and it's so true. If I had kept my gift of using my voice to myself and I hadn't have gone out there, then I would never have become who I am today.
Of course, but then you're driven. I've had some time to spend time with you. You have a reason. You have to have a strong why. When you have a strong why, you're unstoppable.
Unstoppable,
no, I agree. Emotional people, and with a strong why, unstoppable. But most people, they don't have a strong why. Then it's just an idea, and ideas don't happen. There has to be a reason for it.
How does somebody find their why?
It's something that is a passion. It's like you have to get out of your head and into your heart. That's one of the big problems. Mm-hmm. If you're in your head, you're going to be negative. You're connected to the bad part. You have to realize that the heart is the most important. It's the only organ that stores love, passion, gratitude, and your desires. And it's the only organ that shines. You have to realize that you have to connect to your heart, which is where your instincts are, and you have to find your why. And if it's not powerful enough, then you won't achieve it, because your why has to be more powerful than all your doubts and fears. Your why, if the why is very important, let's say your kid is in a house that's burning, the mother's gonna go. If there's a strong why, you need a strong why. And so most people are afraid to connect themselves. In my book that I have something called The Benefit of Negativity, why people actually don't want what they want. And there's always like, oh, if I went for it, maybe I'll fail. You have to realize that you have to have no plan B, and you have to have, it's something that's internal. I can't give you that. It's like a reason for being alive.
I agree. Every morning I wake up and I'm like, my why is bigger than me.
You have to have a why bigger than you. Otherwise, there's no reason to get out of bed. Mm-hmm. You have to have an emotional, but you have to connect to your emotions. See, most people are not connected to their emotions. When you're connected to your emotion, that makes you powerful.
So true.
If you're just not connected to your emotion, that's where people are. That's where you have power. Power is attached to emotions. And in fact, there's a TV show called Heal on television on Amazon, which talks about the people.
Kelly Goris, the producer, my friend.
Which talks about the fact that people who are not emotional are getting sick and some are getting
cancer. So she's come on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, and phenomenal. I totally believe that. Mm-hmm. Because when I do my group exercises, they all connect to their emotion. And the problem is you need to express your emotions. Mm. Because if you have traumas and you don't express your emotion, you're going to get sick.
But it doesn't necessarily mean go scream at the person. I just want to make a point of that.
No. It's about connecting to your emotions. It's expressing your tears, your fears, your emotions, your love. It's the fact that we're not expressing ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's the art of expressing oneself. It's not yelling at the waiter. No, that's not what I talk. It's not emotions. It's really connecting and having a moment to connect to your soul, because you know when you're authentic, when you make your soul visible to the world. Mm. I talk about authenticity.
Oh, I love that. That is so good. Give me your three top tips on how someone can be the best public speaker that they can be. I'm going to drop three, then you're going to drop three, because this is our thing.
I would say the first thing that you have to do is you have to think about, what are you going to say that's never been said before? Mm. Why should they pay attention? Listen, you're not going to say anything they've never heard, but how can you say it that would excite you, not them? It's not about exciting them. How about you're excited what you're going to talk about? And why should they hear it? Because every speech is a transformational speech, a motivational speech. They're just listening. The second thing that's important is get them up first. Get them up. I always have them hug each other, because love we need that. 5 hugs a day. Otherwise, they're sitting. You have to prepare them for your message and for success. And you have to do something. The audience will never love you more than you love you, that you love yourself. How much do you love yourself is how much the audience can love you. I think that one of the things that's missing is love. If you don't love yourself, they're not going to love you. If you're scared, they're going to feel scared too. That's why they don't like people who are nervous. You know why? Because you make them nervous. But when you love yourself, you give them a reason to, like, yeah, we should love ourselves. And that's really the thing. Love your talent. Love your gifts. Love that the things you hate about yourself, that's always your gift. Recognize your message. Get them up. Get them connected. And have the courage to love yourself, because it takes courage to love yourself.
Oh, I love these three things. That's so powerful. Make sure you apply this. We're going to have it in the show notes.
I want to hear your three things.
Okay, my three things. Number one, pause. Learn to be comfortable in the pause, right? You know all about that. Pause.
Pausing like actually makes it stronger.
So strong. Like, I used to, and then I'd be like, no. And then I'd watch a speaker go on stage, and then suddenly he paused.
But the idea is that's why, you know, to be or not to be, that is the question. That's a very famous line in Shakespeare. But the thing that makes it is the pause, to be
or not to be.
But you see, pausing is why I have a dream.
Pause.
I have a dream that one day, because pausing gives us time to absorb it.
And gets the audience right on the edge of their feet.
If you're emotional about it, if it means a lot to you.
Yes.
It's all about getting emotional and passionate and realize that these people, I always believe that everybody in the audience is there for a reason, and you're the reason. And you could save them. A lot, you don't know what they're going through.
Yes.
They need your message. It's not just a message. It's a message that could change their life and everybody else around them.
Love that, which is my second point. What's your irresistible story? You have to have an irresistible story, which we all do. What is your USP, your unique selling point? What is your unique story that you want to share with the world, right?
Right. And it needs to be put in an order that we can understand. Mm. That's a big thing. Because there are many incredible stories that's happening right now, but unless you have a good script, people don't care. Mm. It's not just like, oh, I have an incredible story. I've been married 80 times. How are you going to talk about it? How are you going to get the person in? Those are kind of, that's the things that we worked on.
Yes, exactly.
That's the kind of things we worked on, which is saying, you have a great story, but you start here, mm-hmm. then you go there, then yep. you go here, and you have to constantly change it up to keep them excited.
Yes, exactly. Which is number three, which is what you taught me about bringing out your inner actor.
Yes.
Being the performer. Yeah. Like, it is a performance.
Yeah, it's a performance.
It
Absolutely.
Is a performance. And people who read a script and stand behind a podium, that is script reading. Throw the script away.
Right.
Learn the bullet points or have them on slides and perform.
Right.
It doesn't mean you have to be a phenomenal actor, but you teach how to bring out that inner actor.
I want you to do a performance where you're so powerful that you think they're never going to call you back. That's what makes the ultimate public speaker, where you're just so powerful that you're just so into your message that you're not playing it safe. Most people play it safe. Mm-hmm. I want you to go like, you know what? Let's go for it. Like, this is the last talk you're ever going to give. Let this be the last time you're ever going to speak. No one's going to hear you again. And when you do that, there's something magical. I want them to feel like this has never happened before. Because when I see speakers, I feel like they've done this talk 50 times. It's boring. It has to feel like you're going to the edge with them and really have an interaction with them. But that means you have to feel them, but first you have to know yourself.
So true.
The more you know yourself, the more you know others. That's why I talk about acting and other things. That's the first thing, is that you need to know yourself.
What do you do before you go on stage? Like, do you have a ritual?
Oh, my God, of course. Do you notice the people, when they play football, they don't go like, okay, where's the other team? They're like warming up. I'm running around. I get the voice going. I'm also thinking everything is great. You're not talking to somebody, making upset. I'm going out there, and you say to your mind, I'm the greatest speaker in the world, and here we go. And then you'll play, you'll bring that out with the skills that you have. I'm like pumping myself up. It's like this like lion. I'm ready to go, ready to go. Open that door, like boom. You know, you have to be ready to go.
So good. No, I believe in the pre-ritual. Like, what are you doing before you go out there? I send my energy. I'm like in that zone. I'm like, I feel myself alive out there.
Okay, I know a little bit about performing arts. No one goes on stage as an opera singer without warming up.
No one goes to dance without warming up.
The actors go without warming up.
Pre-rehearsal.
Did you see the sports guys? Did they notice? They're like, you know, before they play the Super Bowl, 3 hours of there before. Everybody's warming up. We have to warm up for success. Success is not an accident. You have to know how to do that. You don't just go out there and you start cold, because they judge you from the second they meet you. You've got this incredible personality and they're judging like, is this going to be worth my time? They do that the first 5 seconds. Because if you're just going to come out there, it's like you're going to bore them. Because now, with so much information and things, Instagram and all the other things, you have to be interesting.
You have to have
something what I call the wow factor. The wow factor is that when people meet you, do they say wow? Because if not, they're not going to say wow when you're on stage. Because your stage is never going to be better than you are as a person. Because that's the key. The key is, don't make public speaking like, oh my God, the hardest thing. Make it that this is like, okay, you're just an extension who you are. But if you're just barely speaking, no one ever hears you, this is way too hard. It's really about acting as like, let's say, how many push-ups could you do in life right now?
10.
Perfect. So here's what we're going to practice.
In acting, push-ups.
I mean, I probably could do 15. But the idea is, imagine we all did 50. We could do 50 like that. And I ask you only do 10. That'd be easy, right?
Right.
That's what happens. Public speaking has to be your superpower. It has to be easy, not hard. Because you're only great. By the way, you're only good at what you love. Do you love public speaking? People don't. Well, you're only great at what you love. There's nothing in the world that you've ever been good at. No skill that is you're brilliant at that you don't love.
So true. People are like, I hate Instagram. Well, I love it and I'm fucking amazing at it.
That's right. But you also love to be heard. That's why you're good at it.
Right.
That's why you're asking for help all the time. That's why you go like, can you do something? And when I'm talking with big superstars, they're going, can you think of anything I could have made myself even better? Because they love it. You need to love it. And if you love your life, you'd be good at that.
Well, that's it. I mean, isn't it the fact that I sought your help because yes. You're the best. I was like, that's exactly an example of someone, even in my echelon where, you know, the people that you coach. So if we look at the echelon of the people that you look after, it's so high.
But the highest one always asks for help.
Exactly, that's what I mean. But
well, of course,
because we know, I want to perfect what I'm doing. Even though I'm the best in the fucking world in the female category, apparently.
Yes.
I still want to be like even better.
Because you can always get better.
Yeah.
So can I. I can get better as a teacher, as a coach. I just want to get better.
Do you have a mentor?
Huh?
Do you have a mentor?
Of course. I have mentors that even know they're my mentors. That's how they are. Of course I take from everybody. This is a process. There's no like I've arrived.
No, there isn't.
It's
definitely.
There's
a
guy, you may have heard of his name, Al Pacino. Have you heard of him?
Of course.
Okay, Al Pacino has been going to an acting coach every week for 35 years. Every single week. You know why? Because he wants to get better. And I can't give you that. I can't give you that because people who just want to get better. I would like to get better. If somebody could think like, hey, you could do that, I want to get better. And when I'm working or videotaping, I'm right now doing a whole series about transformation, I have my coach with me. Mm-hmm. Say, oh, try that again. Because you can never see your own performance. It's not humanly possible. That's why we have coaches.
I totally agree.
Well, that's why we have tennis players.
Yeah.
We have coaches. And Messi, the greatest soccer player, right. Why does he have a coach? He has nowhere to go. Over there's a goal.
Yeah.
Of course. It's something you have to do. It's the difference between amateurs and professionals. And I even talk about how amateurs listen. If you're like listening like this, look, this podcast will never be more powerful than you are. If you're powerful, if you're interested in learning, you'll love it. If you're not, you will just pass by.
So true. Knowledge is just knowledge until applied.
Knowledge means nothing. Notes mean nothing. Action. In fact, that's what we yell.
Yes.
That's right. When I'm on a movie set, And you know what they do? Everything gets quiet. They go, and action. They don't go, and talk.
Yeah,
There's no talking.
When you're a movie set coaching actors, are you loud?
No, you can't. It's quiet. Everybody's quiet. Everybody's...
So you have to be like, okay, come here.
No. The idea is that when I'm working with someone, I see them, see the performance on camera, and they want to hear anything. Could I have done anything to make it better?
Wow. No, I know, because it's such a small moment.
Because they just, it's something that they want. I can't give that to somebody. That's sort of something I want, too. I've just written a film, and I'm going to be acting. And I'll have my coach there saying, is there anything I could have done better? I just love it, because... It's like, take somebody like Leonardo DiCaprio, who really looks great. He could have done anything, but he just wanted to be the greatest actor.
I know, and
so
he
wanted to work with someone because he wanted to be the best. He's got a wonderful coach, but that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing when I met Lady Gaga. There's people, they always have somebody they're working on. I can't give that to you. Get help. Realize that you have, fall in love. You see, acting, well, learning is an act of love. You only ask for help if you love yourself enough. Do you love yourself enough to learn? Do you love yourself enough to change? Do you love yourself enough to grow? Do you love yourself? Because one of the things I always talk about is that if you want miracles in your life, because that's how my whole life has been a miracle, miracles only happen through other people. So you have to talk to people. If you talk to people, a miracle will occur. And I promise everybody listening, somebody's going to come into your life that can help you. Someone's going to come in. You just need to know the miracle's happening.
So true. And I feel like we create miracles for people. When I go on stage and I project my message, as every one of you listening has your own message you're meant to share, we have no idea. The first time I went out on stage after COVID, right, we hadn't been out anywhere for years. We were all inside. The first day the world opened up, I got on a plane from the UK and I went to Vegas, and the biggest stage arrived. I was the only female up there, 5,000 people. And I really clearly remember this event. And I stood on that stage and I spoke from my heart, and I shared my story of where I was and who I'd been. And in that moment afterwards, I had no idea how many people's lives I'd touched. And this woman came up to me, bawling her eyes out. And she said, you have no idea what you've just changed inside of me. The forgiveness exercise you did with us at the end was so moving. She says, I'm 45 years old and I haven't spoken to my mother for 20 years. You told us to go and forgive someone today and do this specific exercise. I did the exercise right after you did your talk. And I called my mother for the first time in 20 years. And my mother answered the phone and she said, I knew this was the time. She said, I can feel it and I'm going to come and see you. And it was the first time in 20 years they had reconciled that relationship, and now they were going to be meeting up. And I remember those kind of moments that I've transformed somebody's life without even knowing. But that is why we do this, to reach one person. Just one person in the audience. And I'm sure there were more, and I know there were more, because I had a line of people who were crying emotionally, wanting that thank you from
me, or
something.
Because when you speak from the heart, you open their heart.
Right.
When people speak from their head, nobody cares. You are willing to share your heart, which automatically opens my heart. And I also believe that we are each other's messenger. There's something, if you're listening right now, there must be a reason you're listening. Why are you just listening? Turn the channel, do something else. There's a reason I'm listening to you. There's a reason you and I need to do something together. I believe in synchronicity, which has been my entire life.
Okay, question.
Yes.
What if somebody's talk is, they're not a motivational speaker, they're
right.
a public speaker, or
right.
there's someone wanting to be a public speaker, and they talk about something really scientific or, you know, structured with slides, and it's not exciting and passionate like what we get to talk about necessarily. How do you turn a boring topic into an emotional one?
First of all, is anybody there, anybody in watching, interested in a boring topic? Anybody?
No.
Right. No matter what it is, it can't be boring to you. We're going to talk about nuts and bolts. Yes, you got to make it exciting.
How would you make that exciting?
Well, there's the way you talk about it, the way you mention it, the way humor. Every talk is a performance. There is no boring, like, okay, we're going to talk about something in chemistry. No. You have to realize that it has to be passionate, but it's how you structure it, how you say it, how much. I don't find the good speakers, no matter what the topic is, it has to be a performance. You have to find what's interesting about it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn how to speak to make it interesting. And you need some help. That's what I do when I structure people. I help with their talk. I help with their performance. I help with saying, okay, what's exciting about this? What's interesting about it? Because if it's boring, Nobody cares.
But I love that because you really get it out of you. And that's
no, it's nobody cares. So, no matter what it is, no matter even if it's going to be something else. But the idea is that, I mean, of course, some people just speak that way, but the people want a performance. They've come to be moved. They came to be moved. You moved them. You took the moment. I believe that we are each other's messenger, and I believe there's something. The reason I like doing this, because I thought I'd learn something from you.
It's incredible.
That's what I thought. Because I always feel like I'm learning the most from anybody.
I love that. Well, I do agree. I believe we learn from every stranger. I believe we learn from every person we speak to. I'm like, wow, they just said something incredible. A talk that
always.
You sent me on YouTube.
Always.
Your one that you did at Mind Valley example was phenomenal. I mean, the quote about not success isn't going in the elevator, it's up the stairs. You'll say it way better than me, but it was so great. You had me on the edge of my seat. You're so dynamic.
Well,
and like your topic. But that's just, and I learn. So when you send me things, I'm like, I'm an avid seeker of knowledge.
That's what you need to be for your entire life. And that's what all successful people do. All of them, no matter what business they're in, they're always wanting to be, they're seekers. Seekers of knowledge. Because if we don't improve, it gets boring for ourselves. Mm. We are bored ourselves. We want to try something new. I'm working with so many speakers right now where all of a sudden they're doing exercises where they've never done exercises.
Wow.
You have to change it up. Because people are now getting, from Instagram and everywhere else, incredible performances. So you have some competition. And what I call it, right now, we're living a world of wow. Make your brand wow. That when they meet you, when they hear you, they say wow, no matter what you do. It's a wow world.
I know. I love that. And I talk about this. This is why I love working with you.
You are pretty much a wow pro. So.
Oh, thank you. No, but I have to be. People always say, like, the reason I...
You don't have to be. It's who you are.
Yes, exactly. But that's what I mean by when people see me online, they're like, oh, you stood out like a sore thumb.
Right.
I saw you and you just... What you're
because
wearing and what you say.
Yeah,
and like,
because you are also authentic. You see, authentic people are criticized when they're kids and when they're in high school.
Yeah, I was.
And then all of a sudden, were you bullied?
Yes, I talked about this. People used to call me fake.
No.
Because I was expressing my fucking emotion.
No, but the idea is that one of the rules of becoming successful is that people will think you're crazy. That's part of the process.
Oh.
That's part of the journey.
Right.
They thought,
to you?
Oh, sure. Everybody thought I was crazy because I came to the United States. I didn't speak English. I didn't
Where
know
were
anybody.
You from?
I was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Really? God, you don't look it. I didn't know that you were foreign.
I know.
I love it. Foreign bitches.
No, but I mean, I came here. I didn't have anybody. I didn't know anyone. You have to realize that one of the things that all successful people is people always thought that they were strange and there was something odd about you. I mean, Lady Gaga, they thought she was completely insane. I had a talk to Lady Gaga, and she told me I went to see A Star Is Born at the Venice Film Festival, and then there was a private party afterwards. And she knew that I was an acting coach, and she goes, "Tell me how the performance was." And I said, "Oh, it was incredible." She says, "You know, all my life I always wanted to be an actor, but nobody hired me, so I went into music." And I said, "Well, that wasn't so bad.
Well,
that's going well." But and that's what you have to do. Sometimes things come your way that aren't going. That's actually going to get you there.
Well, I wanted to be a singer. But I ended up, and I did have a record deal. I've already had a track out with Warner Music in the UK. But then I went into using my voice in this way.
Right, but that's part of the process because the journey is not straight ahead. I started as an actor, performing musicals, doing shows, touring in Broadway shows. I thought I was this way, and suddenly I was starting to teach. I didn't think I was going to be a teacher.
Wow.
But my mom said, go with what's going. So I thought, okay, I'll go there.
And everybody wants you. That's how you know.
Because of that, I've gotten to work in 26 different countries. I meet some of the most wonderful people. And you know who I got to meet who's really great? You.
Oh, so sweet. You're the best. Can we talk about your book for
yes,
a moment?
Yes, it's very good.
Is this book, now the title, I have one in my home. This is for my mom who's here today with us. The Revolutionary Guide to Acting,
yes.
Bernard Hilly, a premier Hollywood acting and success trainer. We know how good it is for people who want to do public speaking. Is this for anybody who wants to do public speaking?
This is for anyone who wants to be successful.
Right. Public speaking and actors.
No, it's not just for speaking or for actors. It's for anybody. You'll see the, I talk about what are some of the, what did you have to do to be loved as a kid? You see, the childhood is a really big part of life. And in there are exercises that will help you connect to your power, to your gifts, to your talents. Because unless you develop them, they die. Talent and gift is not flying out of you. It needs to be developed constantly. And that's what this book is about. It took me a long time. And right now, it's also in Italian, in Spanish. It's being translated in many, many countries.
I love
it. But I think you'll love it. And also, there's an audio version if you want to hear me say the
And you have a very dynamic voice, and I would. I did my own audiobook too. It took fucking hours.
That was a nightmare.
It was.
Like, oh my God.
No, because it's not, you can't just talk in your normal way. Because you have to go back. If you swallow in the line.
No, you have to, all of a sudden I have a person saying, oh, I didn't think that was part. I said, I got to read it again and read it again.
I had to read it.
It's on PDF. Get the book. Do something.
The link is below. If anybody wants the book, the link is below. If you also want to work with Bernard like I have, and somebody's sitting there going, oh my God, he's going to cost A-list prices. Perhaps there's the course and other things available with Bernard.
Right.
So don't hide away thinking, oh my God, he only works with the creme de la creme. It's going to be
I like working with people who are passionate.
Right, I know.
If I see passion, then I change my mind. It's the fact that when I see them, they excite me to want me to teach them.
Right.
Because I want people who really want to succeed.
I love that.
But
I want to share you with the world. That's why I brought you
in. Thank you so much.
I
really
appreciate it. So phenomenal is what you do. So, guys, the link is below to Bernard's Instagram, to booking in with Bernard on his website, and the book. So you have an array of things that will work for you. Bernard, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Give me your favorite quote.
My favorite quote is, the bigger the dream, the better the life.
Yes, I love that. I think that is a beautiful way to end today's show. Thank you so much for listening. And guys, if you've enjoyed today, send this to 3 friends. There is nobody listening who doesn't have a friend.
And wait a minute, send it to people that you even don't like. Just send it to anybody.
I think the main thing is getting it across to people who want to improve their life in some way. Because today, in every area of life, whether you're speaking at a dinner, whether you're speaking on stage.
How you communicate will determine your life, your relationship. Everything is based on the art of
communication. Oh my God, if I wasn't an absolutely amazing communicator, I'm telling you now, I wouldn't be always dating A-listers.
No.
Because they love me because I can fucking communicate top
communication,
level entrepreneurs.
The art of communication is everything.
Everything
in life. How you live your life with your family, with your children, with your work.
Yes.
Everything.
Agree.
I work with all kinds of people. Communication is key.
I agree. Love that. Thank you so much, guys, and we'll see you again next week.
See you.